Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 457. Familiarity with the opposite sex. In the vision at Grand Rapids I was shown something of your case. I saw that Brother P had not abstained from all appearance of evil, had been too familiar with the sisters, and had not always behaved with discretion and comeliness with his own wife in the presence of others. These things have brought a reproach upon the cause. Dear bro, P, you have been indiscreet in practicing the salutation and have made but little difference as to the time and place, whether you were surrounded by unbelievers or not, and have been ready to practice it too frequently, and no good but evil has resulted from it. I saw that you had dwelt too much upon little things, non-essentials, had entered too largely into others' business affairs, and were too precise to bring them to your views and ideas, and the result has been bad. You have been too severe upon others, noticed their faults too much and dwelt upon them, have dwelt too much on articles of dress, etc., etc. I saw that you had done very wrong, and been exceedingly unguarded in taking sisters upon your knees. God's word does not allow it, and you have no right to do it, and you have sinned in so doing. I saw you could not be too careful and reserved with the sisters. No married man has any right to sit another woman upon his knee, or allow it in a woman, but his own wife. You must be more judicious, more guarded. Women will not choose the society of one man above another unless they are better pleased with his habits and principles. If the society of a man of impure mind and licentious habits is chosen in preference to that of the virtuous and pure, there can be no sure indication that the inclinations and tastes harmonize. This level is called by these deceived, blinded, infatuated souls, a high and holy affinity of spirit, a spiritual harmony. The apostle terms this as spiritual wickedness in high places, against which we are to institute a vigorous warfare whenever it may be discovered. Give it no quarters. It is the tracks of the old serpent, whose sting is death. It ruins the body. Its influence is fatal upon the soul. Men professing to have great and new light, claiming to be reformers, will have great power over a certain class of minds that are convinced of the heresies that exist and are not satisfied with the spiritual condition of the churches. With true, honest hearts they desire to see a reform for the better, a coming up to a higher standard. And if the servants of Jesus Christ would present to this class the truth for this time, pure and unadulterated, they would accept it and purify themselves by obeying the truth. But Satan, ever vigilant and seeking whom he may devour, sits upon the track of these inquiring souls. Someone making high profession as a reformer comes to souls, as Satan came to Christ, as an angel of light. He gains the confidence of these souls and then uses his influence to deceive them. His garments of righteousness cover a soul leprous with sin. We look and wonder how it is possible for such men to obtain the least influence over women of virtue and of good reasoning powers when the word of God is so plain and definite upon the points where they are deceived. Paul had to meet just such characters in his day, he writes. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 3. The world has nearly filled up the measure of their iniquity, but that which will bring the heaviest retribution is the practice of iniquity under the cloak of godliness. Choose poverty, separation from friends, losses, reproaches, or any suffering, rather than to defile the soul with sin. Death before dishonor or the transgression of God's law should be the motto of every Christian. As a people professing to be reformers treasuring the most sacred, solemn, purifying truths of God's word, we must elevate the standard far higher than it is at the present time. Sin and sinners in the church must be promptly dealt with, that others may fear God. Truth and purity require that we make more thorough work to cleanse the camp of the Achaeans. Let those in responsible positions not suffer sin in a brother. Show him that he must either put away his sins or be separated from the church. When the individual members of the church shall act as true followers of the meek and lowly Savior, there will be less covering up and excusing of sin. All will strive to act at all times as if in God's presence. They will realize that the eye of God is ever upon them and that the most secret thought is known to him. The character, the motives, the desires and purposes are as clear as the light of the sun to the eye of the omniscient.